Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
At you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP, Ellie. We are the Old School crew. Less than 24 hours before the Huskers teed up against Wisconsin. Those pesky Badgers are down in Lincoln already. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Greens and Butcher Shop. Three locations in Lincoln, one in Omaha. Always appreciate their support. Obviously, if you get a chance to step in there, they have everything that you want. Great service, great atmosphere as well. Now it's Pick'em. Big weekend. It's where you're inching close. This is probably like a hard weekend or a hard game for some teams. Obviously, you've been very successful to get to this point, but you can see the finish line. But it's yet so far, because as you've continued to, you know, progress as a team, other teams, you know, have gotten better. So we got some pick'ems going on. Obviously, the biggest game this weekend is number 5, Indiana, led by Coach Cignetti, Mr. Google Me. Now he's saying Google us and look at how he's doing. Essentially, they've only there's only one game they haven't led the whole game, which is against Michigan State. They were down 10-0. Then he backed that up and said, "Now then, we ran off 47 straight points." So he's very confident in what he can do offensively. They're on the road at number 2, Ohio State. In Columbus, Ohio State is favored by 11. Who are you guys picking?
Ellie, go ahead.
I don't know, because on the block the other day, we talked about Indiana quite a bit. And I made this reference, and you guys aren't going to get this, but I said that Indiana is the song "Who's Afraid of Little Old Me" by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
The exact thing we talked about yesterday.
Why would we not get that?
Hear me out.
Okay, let me hear
it. It's just because, like, Indiana, I feel like people, like, sleep on Indiana because we're like, okay,
yeah, but right, yeah, you're but, good, but that's but, what it, yeah
but like there's just like little things going in, so that's a hot one. Also, we play Ohio State. I watched that game. I'm taking Indiana.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna probably pick Ohio State to win. Mm-hmm. I think Indiana a cover. I think this is gonna be one of like a really, really good game.
Yeah,
I think it's you're gonna see the best of Chip Kelly and those offensive weapons that they have, and you're going to see the best of Indiana, and they got like all those James Madison guys. I think Ohio State defensively just is a little bit better, and they're at home. So, but I don't think at this point Indiana is not a fluke. They are for real.
No.
It's a magical year. All the stars aligned, and Cignetti's been handsomely paid for it. Great thing about him, he's kept the same chair. So, you know, big ups to him. But I think Ohio State wins.
You know my metrics, Jay, where the game is played and how the locals are treating it. And you can get into that game for $69, which is much lower than it was against Nebraska. As Ellie said, we saw both of these teams against Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And there's a big part of me, there's a huge part of me that really wants to engage the idea that the Hoosiers – step up and be the version of them that college football needs for them to be.
Yeah.
College football.
Well, college football needs Ohio State to push through. They need Indiana to be in the playoffs.
See, that's that part. I think the value of having a 12-team tournament pushes Ohio State to the bottom of this thing, not to the top of it. Mm-hmm. That they have to fight and earn their way in rather than it being assumed and given to them.
Right.
Indiana wins. Ohio State has to have a different discussion.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It gives them their second loss. Yes, it pushes them to that 12 spot. And I kind of want, you know, chaotic me wants to see that.
Yeah.
So, Cignetti, I'm going to buy Cignetti this week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy that Ohio State thinks they're better than they are. And yeah, Indiana, I like the puncher's chance. The offense that put up a 50-burger against Nebraska on the road is the one that I'm looking at. So I'm going to go Hoosiers to shock college football and make this thing real interesting.
There you go. Another team led by old friend of mine, Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss was on the outside looking in after you know, a couple bad losses. Played their way back in. When it looked bleak, the quarterback Dart got hurt against Georgia. Georgia took that ball and essentially shoved it right down their face. And then that defense just turned it on and Dart came back. Rest is history. They control their own destiny. Lane Kiffin is working. He's trying to do Nick Saban-esque. He doesn't want a SEC championship because he said that there's only, if you don't win it, then you could be out of the tournament. That's a little bit of a unique mindset if I'm trying to be a national champion. But they're on the road at Florida. Florida beat the brakes off of LSU. Their defense is always been good. This defense is playing real well this year. This is a trap game for Ole Miss. On the road, Billy Napier gets another year. He has 5 wins, which I looked at the schedule and I thought they were only going to win 2. It was quite frankly the hardest schedule in the nation. And he could get his 6th win by upsetting number 9 Ole Miss at home. Man, this is hard. Ole Miss is favored by 12.5. You know what? Lane's from the crib. I'm going to go with Ole Miss, reluctantly. Down there in the swamp. This game right here out of all of them. I think Ohio State, Indiana is going to be a great game. Kind of toss up. It's going to be a great game. All the other games I think I could pick pretty well, feel very comfortable, right? That game right there, if I'm Lane, I have to make sure my guy's mind right. Because you're playing a team that has nothing to lose and everything to gain, and you're fresh meat, 11 o'clock. I'm still going to go Ole Miss.
Same.
DP?
So let's look at the travel metrics. Game in Gainesville, early on a Saturday in beautiful weather.
This price is trifling.
You don't care.
This is disrespectful.
They have waved the flag. I'm pretty sure that every beverage you buy in the swamp tomorrow cost more than the lowest ticket price.
Yeah.
At $18, I can't ever, if they were playing Joe's College at Gainesville, I think the cheapest ticket would be more.
The community college than, right, or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Like if you went down and you told me that you simply didn't care, tell me that you've waved the flag, that even at the Drinkers Olympics, you have Florida and Ole Miss on a Saturday in November. This is the Drinkers, this is the Cocktail Olympics at $18. The tailgates cost more. Your price to walk up and
the parking.
The is bruh, more. You the cheapest thing you can do all day is go to this game.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say the Fighting Kiffins get a win and keep things interesting in the SEC and that bottom six of the playoff conversation.
The next game is a Big Ten game, and I call this the job interview for both coaches. Or it could be the outcome could send each coach a separate way. Penn State at Minnesota. Bad blood there now. Now, Penn State's going into a Lions Den. Minnesota's coming off a loss that they shouldn't have. If Penn State wins, obviously they cement themselves into the playoffs. If they win, James Franklin's stature in the free agents market, now he said he's not going anywhere. But if some big-time jobs come open, maybe USC, maybe a Florida State, if some other jobs come open, James Franklin will be open. And then now you have PJ Fleck, right, who was knocking on the door, agent wanting to get that UCLA job, so it's letting you know he's ready to get up out of Minnesota. If he wins this game, like he did in 2019, having a magical year, it could be, see you later, Gophers. I'm going to said university, upsetting Penn State. Penn State, James Franklin is only James Franklin once. He has done stuff that I had never thought he could do before. He went to USC and won after a long flight, after looking horrible. It seems like the offense is getting a little bit better. The defense is there at Minnesota. They're favored by 12. The over-under.
Who's favored by 12?
Penn State.
Okay.
The over-under is only 44. So that means Minnesota's offense is expected to do tiddly-poo. But you're at Minnesota with PJ Fleck. He's going to have his sweater on. He's going to run up and down the sideline without pulling a hammy. The defense is still good. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to give James Franklin one more time. And that's it. I'm going to pick Penn State. If he lets me down, I'm never picking him again. I'm reluctantly going to pick Penn State. I think Minnesota can upset him, but I'm going to pick Penn State.
Ellie?
I'm picking Penn State because I told you that I don't follow college, but I follow college football to an extent, and I usually don't hear a lot about Penn State, or like in my mind, I'm like, okay, Penn State. But I've heard some good things, and obviously if Minnesota's defense is good, but it doesn't really matter if the offense can't put.
Yeah, offense kind of suspect.
Yeah. So I feel like ultimately Penn State just has a better, like, well-rounded thing that they can put something away, even if it is at Minnesota. I'm taking Penn State.
The fourth ranked team in the Big Ten Conference is also the fourth ranked team in the country. They're the same. The Penn State is the fourth best team in the Big Ten at 9-1. They're only lost to Ohio State. If you said Ohio State was the third best, Indiana being undefeated and Oregon being undefeated, get the top two slots in my mind. Point spread is Penn State minus 12. At 45.5, 46 points a game. So you're telling me you're expecting 28-17 Penn State on the road in a space where Minnesota, again, they're letting folks in for hot dog money. At $23 a ticket, you haven't moved the crowd. PJ, they're on you, bro. They're on you.
They know he's gone.
They're on you. And so I say this, listen, Penn State has more. They have more oars in the water. They have more to fight for. They have a place to get to. You do not allow PJ Fleck to ruin your party.
Yeah. And it could go two ways. The team could rally around PJ, and he's a great motivator. Or they could say, you know what, we know our coach is gone. They kind of see him, and they know him up close and personal, and they tank.
If they don't believe you.
Right.
If they don't believe that you're fully in.
Yeah, they could get out of control.
This is one that. Penn State is a meat grinder game. And we've been in that building. who watched Nebraska in that building in a meat grinder game, and the crowd matters. This crowd at $23 a ticket tells me, meh, we'll be here begrudgingly. We're not really expecting much.
Yeah.
And I think they're good early, but I think the Nittany Lions are just, this is not where they trip and fall.
There it is. We got one more, we got a couple more games. This is another big game here. It's on Peacock. Number 19 Army at Notre Dame, played at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. You can't say that the ticket is cheap to get in. It's $101 is the cheapest ticket. Notre Dame is heavily favored. Army's having a phenomenal year. They've got to be able to play Notre Dame after their counterpart, Navy, played them. See some of the stakes in, as far as don't turn the ball over excessively. But I'm going to pick Notre Dame. I think their defense is excellent. They got Xavier Watts. I think their offense has gotten a lot better since the very first game against Texas A&M. I'm picking Notre Dame.
Ellie, what do you think?
I'm taking Notre Dame. I follow them a little bit more than I follow Army.
Here's the thing for me, that the weather hasn't been good, and that changes the track. And Jay will tell you that in bad weather, disciplines matter. Right? Being disciplined.
Yeah.
And something about this tells me, listen, Notre Dame's the better team.
Yeah.
But everything in me tells me to root for Army. Everything in me says, you know what I want to talk about Sunday? A playoff system that has to be considerate of the folks, the cadets from West Point. And it gives greater value to
this is it.
America's game, which is Army-Navy 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. I need the meat and potatoes of a meaningful, valued, important Army-Navy game. This country needs it. And it really does.
It's always going to be valued. The best, right, the way that they play the this game. Year is definitely going to be on.
Right? It's the game. And I want Army punch Notre Dame in the nose.
I would not mind Notre Dame losing.
Right.
No offense.
Ever. Right. So that's where I'm going to sit with that.
Oh, you got that's one arm. No offense to me. I don't. Well, you said you follow Notre Dame. That's it.
Well, I follow Notre Dame.
She's Notre Dame.
I follow Notre Dame, but I don't follow Notre Dame.
I got you. Well, that's good.
I'm not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, and I like Notre Dame. Like, I'm a member of that of the age group where we, you know, we got two things on Sunday morning. You got a half hour of Eddie Robinson and Grambling, and you got a half hour of Lindsey Scott telling you got to follow Notre Dame's highlights because they were the first thing that you got on Sunday morning.
Right. Oof.
I still have to say, I mean, I expect Notre Dame to win, but I'm rooting for Army just to rattle the cage. Go ahead and give me that.
Last but not least, the team that's the hottest team out there and got a guy that's potentially coach of the year. Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes go on the road to Kansas City. They're playing an Arrowhead against Kansas Jayhawks. This is the craziest thing right here. Number one, it's at an NFL stadium. Number two, the lowest ticket price according on ESPN.com is $39. But more importantly, I think Kansas is 3-7. Colorado's 8-2. They mm-hmm. since they came in Lincoln, mm-hmm. they have taken off like a rocket ship. And to be honest with you, they should be 9-1. Kansas State game was a little bit suspect referees and situation. Either way, they're 8-2. Control their own destiny. Extremely focused team, but they're only favored by the complimentary field goal. 3 points. They're only favored by 3. Now Kansas has knocked off Iowa State and BYU. And it would be 3 weeks in a row if they beat ranked teams. But I think it doesn't go this far. Colorado, the one thing that's changed about Colorado, they control the line of scrimmage. They run the ball. They play good defense. They rally. And they got the best skill group by far in the league. And they got the ultimate equalizer, and that's Travis Hunter. Also, if it was ever going to be a sleepy game for Colorado to come down and fall asleep and get kind of bamboozled by Kansas, not a chance. Kansas, a defensive back. Called out Travis Hunter, playing accordingly. Not only does Colorado win, I think they try to put the gas on him and blow him out. I'm picking the Buffs.
I'm picking the Buffs as well.
8-2. Kansas fans always, at this point in the season, work from fear. And the
Kansas is 4-6. Excuse right? me. Yeah.
Like, to not want to have to go and watch Deion and the Buffs come in and put on a show. And so they're not going to show up. Colorado fans are going to show up. And it's going to they're talking about an over-under of 60. And while they have it at, you know, we expect it to be 31-28
sure.
Colorado. Yeah, I expect 60 points. I just expect 37 of them to be on the Buffs. I expect, look, Kansas has its moment. It's mid-afternoon. It's supposed to be decent weather, 60 degrees. I'm going Buffs. Deion and the Buffs to put on a show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the pick 'em. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and then we're obviously going to pick this Nebraska against Wisconsin game, then dive into Nebraska men's basketball against Creighton. Men's basketball, and we'll give an update on the women's game. Jay Foreman, DP, Ellie, we'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.